A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. I know a lot of you are probably going, why is he doing this? Why is he promoting a Bernie Sanders rally? I'm not. The plans now are to hold a counter rally at the same event tomorrow, 12:30 till 3 at Morrell Park at 500 Harris Street. In Henderson. It's at a time when Bernie's going to have his rally. So it's going to be the counter rally or the rally inside a rally. I urge you to wear your MAGA stuff in their face, so to speak. I absolutely love it. Okay. Want to get to the news of the day. And simply put, Lindsey Graham went to the floor of the United States Senate yesterday. And he kind of turned the tables on the Democrats. Hillary and Cheryl Mills and all of these folks think they're going to get off scot-free, even though Judicial Watch is dragging a number of these people into depositions even as we speak. But Lindsey Graham, I thought, had a great idea yesterday, and that is the notion of a special counsel for Hillary. The emails, Benghazi, all of this stuff. And that somehow we should have a special counsel for her and let the chips fall where they may. This was, let's go to cut one real quick. This was Lindsey Graham yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate.
There are a lot of Americans, including Jim Jordan, that believe that what happened in 2016 with the Clinton email investigation and the FISA warrant against Carter Page showed corruption at the highest level of government. I agree that there's more than smoking guns here. There's overwhelming evidence that somebody outside the political system should look into. I can't find anybody much on the other side who seems to give a damn about that. Mueller, I get. Mueller's been allowed to do his job. You're going to find out what he found pretty soon, as much as we can, consistent with the law. But I'm not going to give up on the idea that we're just going to look at one problem of 2016. I've been talking to myself for the most part. Now I've got a form. I will introduce a resolution asking you to do a simple thing. Ask somebody outside of politics, a special counsel, to look into how in the world the system got so off track to use a document prepared by a foreign agent, paid for by the Democratic Party, collected in Russia, to obtain a warrant against American citizen that is garbage to this day. How in the world could the investigation get so off track that the two people in charge of it openly talked about making sure that there was an insurance policy against Trump if he won, and openly espouse support for Clinton? How do you interview Clinton the way she was interviewed? Any American out there who did what Secretary Clinton did, you'd be in jail now.
So maybe we will get a real investigation into what happened at Benghazi, what happened with the 33,000 emails, the email homebrew server. Maybe we will finally get to the bottom of it. I pray we do, because the Democrats are not pulling back on the current investigations. And in fact, there are new investigations. This is just bizarre. Did you hear what happened late yesterday, I think last night? Elijah Cummings has issued requests. They're not subpoenas yet, but they can be if anybody puts up a fight. They can essentially they can say no, but then they'll get a subpoena and they'll have to. But these are documents involving the president and women that receive payoffs, non-disclosure agreements, things like that. And some of this involves a former Fox News reporter, a woman by the name of Diana Falzone. And she did a story that never made air at Fox. It was killed. But she did the reporting on it. Now, was the reporting faulty, or was it just they were protecting the president? Don't know. But Ari Melber had an exclusive on releasing this letter from Elijah Cummings. Let's go to cut four. This is Ari Melber essentially laying out this letter from the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee.
Tonight, the chairman of the powerful House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, is requesting key documents from a former Fox News reporter who covered Donald Trump's hush money payments to Stormy Daniels for her now famous NDA. Now, information about this reporter's alleged story remains secret because of a second NDA, one that this reporter signed with Fox News. Now, tonight, I just obtained Chairman Cummings' request in a formal letter. This is the first time it's been on air. We're reporting this exclusively on The Beat. Now, let me tell you exactly what he's asking for. We just got this. Chairman Cummings requesting, quote, all documents related to women alleging extramarital affairs with President Trump, payments by the president or anyone on behalf of him to silence those people, and in a sign that this relates to probing potential crimes. We know that this new request from Chairman Cummings requests any documents regarding potential campaign finance violations. Now, for a House chair, these kind of letters can ultimately pave the way for a later subpoena if there's no compliance. A subpoena is what this Fox reporter's lawyer says would be legally required to override the NDA with Fox News.
The attorney that he is talking about is Nancy Erica Smith. She is the attorney for Diana Falzone. Let's go to cut three real quick. This is the reporter, or I'm sorry, this is the attorney for the former Fox reporter who says her client is going to be happy to help the oversight committee.
Anybody out there, anybody in your audience who has an NDA must know that the law requires that you be allowed to participate in any government investigation, mm-hmm. and no NDA can stop that. And that's an important fact for everybody to know. And they should know that a subpoena trumps an NDA. So attempts to silence very important stories and very important whistleblowers cannot survive if the government is interested. And I think we're all very happy that the government is interested, because this is important. A free press and honesty and truth going to the American people 2 weeks before an election is very important.
There you have it. That's the attorney for Diana Falzone. And Diana Falzone has come out publicly and said she will be more than happy to cooperate with the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. I always love, by the way, every time I see, and it seems like every story on the internet of Lori Loughlin and a daughter, Olivia Jade, I keep asking myself the question, do they both live in the same world that you and I do? And the answer I always come back with, no. Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, was out on a yacht in the Bahamas when her mom was arrested. No, I'm serious. This is incredible. She was celebrating spring break, owned by a USC Board of Trustees member, the president of the Board of Trustees. What is she doing aboard a yacht in the Bahamas? And this is their spring break. Now, for those of you that continue to follow this thing, I don't think this is the end. I think this is just the beginning. That you're going to start seeing one by one by one people be outed. And I don't know whether all these people will end up being prosecuted or not. You know, there are going to be people that are going to flip on people for a lighter sentence. Do you think this is the end or is this the beginning? Call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, if you are a first-time caller, let Jameson know you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear, and I'll blab it to everybody. That's kind of the way we do things. No, that's just the nature of the beast. But this girl, Olivia Jade, who lives in a totally different world. Jade, by the way, returned to the U.S. after her mother was charged, according to this report in TMZ. Are your kids right now on a yacht in the Bahamas? My son, when he went on spring break, did missionary work. No, that's what my son did. Not on a yacht in the in the Bahamas. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I think about how preposterous this is, and it makes me think even more. It makes me think even more that these people are so incredibly out of touch. And these are the people that keep wagging their finger at us, telling us that we are deplorables. That's what is so bizarre about all of this. And again, these same people that decry the idea of arresting illegal aliens at our southern border, utilizing the excuse, these people are simply looking for a better life for their children. The same could be said of Lori Loughlin and Olivia Jade, that they did this wheeling and dealing and this this whole business because they wanted a better life for their child. Yet, a lot of these people, a lot of these Hollywood elites, they're circling the wagons now. Now it's getting different. But these same people that used that horrible excuse about people coming across our southern border, breaking our federal border laws, they now are saying, "Well, now wait a minute. If it's good enough for the people, the illegal aliens, is this excuse good enough for Lori Loughlin and Olivia Jade?" Sounds like a stripper name. Hi, I'm Olivia Jade. Anyway, let's get to your phone calls. In fact, tell you what, it's due. Been a while since we've heard from Grandpa Vampire. Grandpa, you're up, man. Go right ahead.
Good morning there, Mr. Wall. I want to just mention something that people shouldn't be surprised of the briberies that go on. It's been going on for centuries. But the reason why I want to tell you is that I have a past. About 22 years ago, I was in the headlines in the papers. I won $500,000 at Arizona Charlie's with Nevada nickel machine. Make a long story short, you talk about briberies. I believe I was bribed because it was a unique story. If people want to look it up on a line, you see man in a barrel. That's who I was. I used to go out in a barrel. That was before I think you were in this town. It's 22 years ago. But just to let you know that it's really alive and well today. There's a lot of bribery going on, and it's kind of crazy. You know what I mean?
But just so you know, Donald J. Trump is not the first person to enter into a non-disclosure agreement, whether it be public figure, whether it be a business guy. Just imagine if the board of directors learned about this. And simple non-disclosure agreements I've signed. I'm going to just guess on this, but probably 7 or 8 non-disclosure agreements. And they all say the same thing. In return for this increase in your severance pay, we're asking that you not talk about our business afterwards. And it's kind of a quid pro quo. It's you know, we'll give you this money, but you've got to but mum's the word. That's essentially what we end up with. Mark is going to be next, but he's going to be with us as a part of our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Okay, we will get to that in just a couple minutes. You want to join us? You know what we're doing next? It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, you tell us what you want to talk about. It's easy. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Friday. It's the weekend. It is live and local now.
Tell me what you say. Don't you love her badly? Wanna be her daddy? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget Monday, big day. I'm going to even dress up for it. Laura Trump the first daughter-in-law, the wife of Eric Trump, is going to join us. And she's a part of the campaign. She works for the 2020 reelect. And I'm going to be interested to see, with all of the investigations, how do you run for reelection with all the clouds hanging over this president? I mean, even with the economy. I mean, how do you do that? I'll ask her that. I'll ask her that on Monday, 9:30, right here on Live and Local Now, where the big people come to play. They come to talk. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how it works. We talk about what you want to talk about. What do you want to talk about today, Mark?
Well, I wanted to, first of all, you were saying that the scandal with the admissions to these colleges, that you said it's not the end of it, it's just the beginning. I agree. There'll be all sorts of things coming out. And I just had a thought, remember Capone, the gangster who, got away what he was getting away with for many, many years until, the IRS got him on tax evasion. It wasn't exactly what everybody wanted to get him on, but they got him anyways and put him out of commission. The thought came in my head, it wouldn't be a hoot if they printed Trump down. If you think about it, I'm sure there's going to be something going on. Like, let me see, how about Eric and Don Jr. and Ivanka? Did they get in, maybe not on the up and up? Who knows? Just saying, it will be interesting.
And by the way, it's going to have nothing to do with Russian collusion. Because we got everybody and their brother now. Exactly. Even Democrats are agreeing.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. We haven't. The Mueller report isn't out yet. So I wouldn't say that there. I think there was something personally. But that's beside the point. I mean, in my opinion, Donald Trump on a daily basis says or does something that would probably disqualify him to be president of the United States. Just the other day, he said. Basically, made threats against, Democratic opponents by mentioning the police and the military and bike gangs. I mean, this guy, it's unreal. And what gets me is that people just let it slide by. It's like, oh, well.
Now let me ask
he's
you.
He's so wonderful. And
I heard what it was he said, and I'm going to tell you, I didn't take from that he was threatening to unleash this people's army, if you will, of biker gangs, and I mean, is that the way you took it?
But it's a veiled threat. It's totally inappropriate. I'm not saying he's going to do that. I don't think he's going to do any of that. But it's like when he said, "Told people at his rallies, yeah, go ahead and beat this guy up, and I'll pay for your defense." And come on. I mean, this guy is completely out of control. I mean, if people don't see that, that's the problem. The guy is, all the things he's said and done, all the misrepresentation of the truth and out-and-out lies he's told, I mean, there's thousands. It's just like, I don't think he can control himself. I think he makes up stuff that he doesn't even need to lie about. I mean, just weird stuff,
Well, but the fact is, he won the presidency. This whole made-up witch hunt investigation, an investigation essentially looking for a crime. They haven't been able to find a crime. They convicted a stupid Paul Manafort on stuff that was 7 to 10 years old, long before he ever became the chairman of the election effort. I'm blown away though by people like you that are absolutely certain there's something wrong. You just don't know what it is. And if he tells 3,000 lies or 5,000 lies that have to be fact checked, what to the people that voted for Donald J. Trump? the 63 million people. They don't care. How many times do I have to tell you? They wanted somebody that's going to build a wall, drain the swamp, and they don't really give a rat's you-know-what about any of this extraneous stuff. We got people that lie to our face who are politicians. And what America said in November of 2016 is, we're fed up with it. We're done. And that's why, that's why people like Paul Ryan are out of the business now. Anyway, you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You may have some thoughts on what a previous caller said. Mark clearly is not a big Trump fan, and that's okay. We've got a lot of people listening to the show, by the way, that are not big Trump fans, and in fact, they hate him. But they listen to our show anyway. We thank them. We try and present all sides. I think they call it fair and balanced. That's what I think they call it. Anyway, let's go to John. John is listening in Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good, John. What's up?
I got 2 points. I'll respond to the other caller in a second. I'll make this quick about the bribery scandal first. I can tell you I went to professional school. I've seen it all. If your parent is a politician, you get in very quickly. If you have money, you can buy your way in. Here at Gorman, I know from my nephew when he was there, a kid was pissed drunk, supposed to be expelled for it, and his parents made a big donation to the school, and he did not get reprimanded. So it happens all the time. The other thing they don't talk about is a lot of these foreign students, they buy from rich families diplomatic immunity from poor foreign countries. As I knew someone who bought diplomatic immunity for Venezuela when he was from Hong Kong, when he came to school, and I said, why'd you do that? Because I can't get arrested. So there's a lot of scams going on. I even knew a judge that I took care of his daughter who was got into a lot of problems, and he basically told me, take my card. He was a federal judge. And if you have a problem, show my card. Well, I could not get arrested as long as I had his card on me. Never.
Is that wild?
Not speeding, not nothing.
Well, no,
yeah,
no, hey, but you know what, though?
It's not fair.
John, we all know that there are people that are connected. And this town, maybe more than any place I've ever lived, this is all a town that's about connections. If you know people that are connected.
Who you know.
Yeah, exactly. But this takes
I'm Canadian, Kevin, just so you know.
Hey?
I'm Canadian, so I've seen both sides. Yeah, hey. And I immigrated here, and I can tell you from the other guy's caller, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I'll give you a good example in medicine. Do you want the heart surgeon working on you who's an a-hole but the best in the world? Or do you want the heart surgeon that's a nice guy that's screwing you over and causing problems and has deaths? Do you want the guy who gets the job done? And right now, we're in such a corrupt society, he's the only guy you can't buy out at this point.
I love
and
that.
We're all making money. The economy's going up. And I can tell you from Canada, I tell people on the radio, look this up. In Canada, 1998, we had the brain drain. 80% of all our intelligent people and a lot of our companies left because they raised our taxes to 40% and above for a lot of people. And we left in droves. It was a panic attack in the country. That's why they went to a flat tax, I believe, because they changed it all. And everyone left. Even if you didn't want to, because there was no point in working when the government took 40% of your income. It was ridiculous. My friend on construction made more money than me, and he had welfare for half a year.
Wow. Wow. John, I'm glad you called. I thank you. That's what you get. You get some really smart people when you tell them you dictate the topic. You tell us what's on your mind. That's what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We open up our phone lines. And you get a chance to talk about what it is that interests you. For the first 2.5 hours, we talk about what interests me. And over the last few days, we've talked a lot about the college admission scandal. We've talked a lot about the tough talk of the president. But in our final half hour, we talk about what it is that interests you. And all you have to do is pick up the phone. As I look, I've got one line open. You can seize it now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. And that's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. Allpolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I don't care if my
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all, you know how it works. You call in. You talk about what it is that matters to you. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show, and I know our lines have been jammed for the last 2.5 hours. It can be something we talked about before, something we talked about earlier in the week. Or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. I mean, it's real simple. It's real simple. You call in. You say, I want to talk about this. Jameson lets me know what it is you're going to talk about. And off we go. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
I guess we need to talk about New Zealand. There's probably a lot of people right now that's saying disarming is the way to go. And I say it's the exact opposite. The number of deaths, if you disarm from governments that have disarmed populations first in the last century of the last millennium, according to UN statistics, was 110 million. So that is not the answer. And if you take a look at the response of the police in New Zealand, they're not standing there casually discussing anything. They're heavily armed. So after someone does something like this, you now have a heavily armed presence. But that heavily armed presence, ladies and gentlemen, over time is going to disappear, which then leaves you or the people of New Zealand who are capable of owning firearms. Their defense is now their responsibility. No government is ever going to guarantee you that your safety is going to be guaranteed. It's your responsibility. And I'm just going to end with this. At the this was on November the 8th of 2017 at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. An armed individual went in and started shooting the parishioners. What stopped it? A good human being, a law-abiding human being with an AR-15 went in and killed the shooter. A good human being stopped a bad human being from committing a heinous act with a firearm. So disarming is not the answer. Thanks, Kevin. You have a good day.
You too, my friend. Thanks, Paul. No, he's right. In fact, I can recall the guy had to either go across the street or had to go to his car, somebody to get his a rifle to try and end this thing. I'm waiting now for the gun control nuts in this country to try and make something out of this other than you've got a disarmed citizenry and they were at the mercy of this guy. This nutcase. No, that's unfortunately, you know, what we're faced with. Go to Brady. Brady, you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I want to talk about that shooting that happened in New Zealand. Again, we're discussing this. It seems like every couple of months where somebody walks into a church or a synagogue and blasts everybody. The left and the Democrats and the liberals out there, they want nothing to do with guns. And they would just rather wait for a shooter to come in and shoot you out like a fish in a barrel instead of having somebody in that church with a gun. It could be just one or two people that would be able to stop this. I just cannot understand why churches are across the country are not basically hiring security or having their priests. Maybe we should have the priests wearing a gun underneath their robe. Maybe that would help.
Well, can I tell you something? There are churches and synagogues that are hiring armed, visible security folks, and by the way, there are some cases where they're trying to do it like the air marshals, and do it undercover, to where you don't know who the people that are armed. They're not doing open carry, they're doing concealed carry. A shooter would never know who the two or three or five people are that have weapons. Can I tell you, Brady, I'm with you, and I think every church in the state of Nevada and in SoCal too should have armed security people. I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Exactly. And then another thing, too, about this, the Democrat Party, what I was going to bring up in the first thing, they're basically becoming the party of anti-white. They hate the Christians. They hate open border. You know, they don't want the borders open. They want everybody that is not white or Christian allowed into this country, the Mexicans, the Muslims. That's bringing in their Sharia law. And they can't figure out why people on the right, like myself, are getting so frustrated. I am at my wit's edge with this Democrat, and now you're going to see probably who's going to get the nomination is going to be Communist Bernie. And all these Democrats are so proud that Bernie's going to run now, but you would rather elect a communist over a conservative like Trump? It's absolutely ridiculous.
I just remember he's not a communist. He's a democratic socialist, whatever that is.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Thank you so much for the call. That frees up a line. If you're ringing in, we'll get you screened and ready to go. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. I will tell you that I'm very pleased. Monday morning at 9:30, we're expecting a call from Laura Trump. And I can't wait to visit with her because we are into the reelect. And she is a part. She is an employee of the reelection campaign. And I can't wait to talk to her about what's going on in this country. You know, have we gone from being a center-right nation to being a far-left nation? I don't think we have. Now, that notion will be tested, I guarantee you, in November of 2020. Scott, I'm going to give you the last word. What's up, man?
Yes. Hello, Kevin. I'm like Uncle Joe Biden. I can count higher than three. I can say this all in nine words.
Yes.
If guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Thank you, Kevin, and you have a nice weekend.
You too. Yeah, we got St. Paddy's Day coming up. You going to be celebrating? I know they got a big deal going on at Ichabod's. Big, huge thing going on at Ichabod's, and it's going to be going on all day long. Do be careful out there, okay? Because I saw a story yesterday that cops all across the state are getting special federal funding dealing with DUIs over the St. Paddy's Day. And by the way, I find it odd having St. Paddy's Day on a Sunday. Oof. Just the whole notion of going to church and then drinking green beer. I just love that. That's going to do it for this hour and this day. We'll tee it up again. Don't forget, Laura Trump will join us on Monday. 9:30 is the time we've been given. We'll get a chance to visit with her, and I'm so excited about that. Want to thank our staff. Jameson, well done, my friend. Ashley, another sterling performance. Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names, I love you. Tracy Brigida, thank you so much for all you do. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening and letting us be a part of your day. And don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, make sure you check out our podcast. Hour one, hour two, hour three of this show will go up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. KevinWallRadio.com. Till we join you Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day and your weekend, live and local, now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.